Welcome to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we come back, we'll be talking to Kurt Bowen of Semilla Nueva. Semilla Nueva, or New Seed, is a nonprofit organization helping rural farming communities in Guatemala gain economic independence and rejuvenate their land through hands-on education and collaborative sustainable agriculture projects. To learn more, stay tuned to Chew On This.
You are listening to KRBX 89.9 FM, Caldwell, Boise.
Is a sustainable agricultural development organization that works in rural communities of Guatemala to foster environmental and social stewardship. We work with corn farmers that rely on agriculture for their livelihoods, but with the rising costs of fertilizers, tilling, and labor, many farmers end up paying to farm. This means that instead of lifting people out of poverty, farming is causing people to get stuck in poverty. But we aim to change that. We're helping farmers find ways out of poverty through more sustainable and effective farming practices. Focusing on community leadership and the power of education, we bring simple changes in growing methods that can reverse environmental degradation while raising incomes. We're also bringing simple changes to the kitchen, incorporating some of our crops into nutrition programs for local women's groups. We want you to join the conversation. We use a unique and powerful model called Farmer to Farmer, educating local leaders called promotores who go on to educate their neighboring farmers about sustainable practices. These promotores are the key to our success, helping us develop technologies, refine them, and bring them to the communities. We believe this model can establish food security, fight climate change, and most importantly, leave behind a legacy of community and local leadership. These promotores are facilitating global change, and you can be a part of it. We want you to join the family. Through our new membership program, you can sponsor one of these promotores, providing loans for seeds, technical assistance, and leadership training. But in the Semilla Nueva family, we share more than technical assistance. We share meals and laughter, we share our friendships, we share our lives. New seeds sprout, and the process of community empowerment begins. We want you to join the movement, so please, sponsor a family today.
Welcome back. On today's Chew On This, Kurt Bowen, Executive Director of Semilla Nueva, is with us. Semilla Nueva means new seed in Spanish. This nonprofit organization was created in early 2009 with the mission of reintroducing and cultivating sustainable farming practices in rural Guatemala. You were just listening to the audio from Semilla Nueva's introduction video found on their website, semillanueva.org. Kurt, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you so much, Kim.
We had Kurt here in June, and so much has happened since then. We had to have him back on. So what brings you back to Boise? You live in Guatemala about 10 months out of the year, and you're back in Boise for a couple of months.
Yeah, I come back twice a year, normally for about a month. And that's, I mean, we have, all our work is in Guatemala, but there's no way we can earn any money off of that. And so our whole budget, really, the vast majority of it comes from Idaho. And so this is our time to meet with our board of directors. It's our time to put on our little annual fundraiser and, you know, to meet with the people who really help us keep this work going.
Mm-hmm. So why is sustainable agriculture so important in Guatemala?
You know, the World Bank, USAID, and all these really smart people with PhDs who are thinking about how to end poverty around the world have come up with a lot of really exciting research that shows how dollar for dollar, sustainable agriculture can be one of the quickest ways to end poverty worldwide. And if you look at a lot of places where poverty has been cut substantially over the last couple decades, a huge reason has been because of intervention into agriculture. And a really easy way to think about this is when you look at the farmers we work with in Guatemala. These are the farmers who produce the corn and beans that get eaten in the cities and, you know, in the nearby countrysides. A lot of these farmers use farming techniques that end up destroying their soils. And so they'll burn their fields every year and they'll till their fields every year. And after 10 or 20 years, that can really cause massive degradation. And the impact of that is that farmers will end up producing maybe 30 bushels an acre, which is the national average for corn, while in the States we're producing 200 or 250.
Mm.
So these really small changes, like for instance stopping field burning and farmers learning how to use no-till to conserve their soils, can make huge differences and actually increase farmers' incomes by 50 to 100%.
Wow. And then leave a legacy for the next generation as well.
Exactly. Leave soils that can support agriculture generations down the road instead of just leaving more poverty.
Mm-hmm. Before the show, we got talking about locally, we have a coffee shop called Dawson Taylor, and the proprietor goes to Guatemala for beans. And I had no idea that, you know, I never really thought about it, but we talked about how beans are subsidized by the Guatemalan government because there's a big profit margin. But for these corn and bean farmers, there's no real government assistance. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's one of the things about development is that it's so complicated. I mean, it's not like you can just understand one little story and all of a sudden you understand the story of a peasant farmer in Guatemala. One of the cool things that's come out of all of the movement towards organic coffee and fair trade coffee and gourmet coffees is that there's a lot of push by governments in the third world to make sure that they actually have good production. And so they don't subsidize things directly, but they'll help, you know, with education. They'll help with, you know, funding people to go out to these villages and teach good coffee growing techniques. And there's lots of the nonprofits that go out and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Dawson Taylor's a great example of somebody who will go back and actually make sure the farmers are growing well. And so because it's directly connected to people in the first world, there's a lot of push to help these coffee farmers. And the crops that kind of get forgotten and the farmers who get forgotten are those farmers who don't produce anything for export. There's no reason that the government should care about them. You know, they produce the corn and beans that the poorest of the poor eat. And so they're not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the group that we've kind of come to focus on, is trying to figure out where is that really high need and that really big impact and potential.
There was another crop we talked about in June that they grow there that was surprising to me. Do you remember?
The pigeon pea?
Yeah. No, pigeon pea was your experimental crop,
right?
Yeah,
that's the new
one
we're pushing, yeah.
But wasn't there, like, sesame, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool. You know, a lot of the sesame seeds that, you know, you'll find on your hamburger, actually, you know, there's a good chance they might have come from Guatemala from some of the farmers we work with.
That's cool. So a lot of your work depends on a model called farmer to farmer. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so for me, one of the things that I have always been really passionate about is sustainability. How can we make a change that's not just going to affect a couple people, like a lot of development work, you know, does, where an organization will go down and we'll actually call it parachute activism, you know, that come in, you know, they'll build a house or they'll build a school and then they leave. And the thing is that, you know, they haven't addressed the root cause of why that school was needed in the first place. Mm-hmm. And 10 years later, somebody needs a new school or a new house. And so what are the ways that you can actually help local people in these developing countries build the capacity to no longer need what you're offering? And so what farmer to farmer is all based on is that the biggest problem for poor farmers around the world isn't necessarily access to one critical technology or one idea, but it's the ability, that business sense of knowing how to, you know, essentially run a really good business, where, you know, the whole technique that we try to teach is working with farmers to try a new farming idea on a tenth of an acre of their land and compare it with another tenth of an acre where they're not trying that technique and run the numbers. See what the return on investment is. See what the difference on their soil is and quantify it, you know, run those numbers. And that comes to us so basically. But if you imagine you're working in an area where most people don't have more than a second grade education, those skills aren't there.
Mm.
And so the skills to become an effective, you know, business person with your farm aren't there. But if you have that skill, then all of a sudden you're not just dependent on our one technology that we're introducing, but you can go try a bunch of different ones. You can try a bunch of different ideas. And so what we do is we teach farmers how to try things, and we give them ideas to try. And we say, in return, what you need to do is go teach your neighbor these same skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like our moral obligations. We'll help you, but you have to go help somebody else. And eventually you have this whole community where all the people are learning how to try, you know, in a quantitative manner, different techniques and share the results. And, you know, for me, this has just been amazing because sometimes we'll walk through a field and or a village and I'll meet somebody I've never met before. And they will have stopped burning their fields. And you can see it because you'll see the straw kind of sitting there still and there's no burn marks. And you're like, hey, this is really cool. Where'd you learn this? And they're like, oh, you know, I learned it from Pedro, you know, four houses down. And you stop and think and you're like, oh, Pedro was in one of our programs. Mm-hmm. It's working. You know, it's actually working. People mm-hmm. are starting to go out and share with their neighbors and change is happening as a result. And it's not us. And that's when you're just like, okay. That's farmer to farmer working. That's sustainable development working.
That's great. And the pigeon pea was an experimental crop that you were seeing if you could grow there mm-hmm. so that it would put nitrogen back into the soil or what was the Have you figured out how that's working
pigeon
now?
Pea. I've always wished that people came up with a different name for that. The English came up with the name pigeon pea 200 years ago or whenever, and we've been stuck with it ever since. But
it's memorable.
I know, right?
What is it exactly?
It's a little bean. It looks kind of like little pea pods, but it has a hard bean inside that you can either eat like peas where you just, you know, eat them when they're green, or you can dry them and store them for months and months and you eat them like a black bean or garbanzo bean. But the whole idea with pigeon pea is that Guatemala has one of the highest rates of malnutrition in the world. It's the fourth highest in the world, and it's the highest in the Western Hemisphere. So nearly half of the children in that country will grow up with stunted brain development because they don't get enough protein and nutrients. And there's a lot of NGOs that'll go in and they'll be like, okay, so let's give them vitamins. Let's give them, you know, protein bars. Let's get Clif Bar to send in, you know, a container of Clif Bars. But the problem is those run out eventually, and then you're stuck with the problem still being there. And, you know, the attempt that we made at a solution was, okay, so is there a way that farmers can grow a high-protein, high-nutrient crop in their existing, you know, farming strategy and get those nutrients that they need? And so the pigeon pea is really cool. In India, everybody grows sesame, and they grow pigeon pea in between the rows of sesame. They'll grow the two crops at the same time. Mm. And since all the farmers we work with grow sesame, it was just like, well, can we copy this? Can we just copy this straight from the Indians and start growing pigeon pea in between the rows of our sesame? And it worked out great. You know, last year we had 30 farmers trying it. This year we have 200.
Oh, cool.
That's 200 families that, you know, down the road might grow it in all of their sesame.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a potential for the majority of the farmers who grow corn and sesame in Guatemala to take this technology up. We're just trying to start it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Kurt Bowen, Executive Director of Semilla Nueva, about establishing sustainable agriculture in Guatemala.
Earthly Delights Landscapes loves Radio Boise, a full-service landscaping company. Earthly Delights specializes in native, edible, and water-wise landscapes. They also offer organic landscape, garden, and lawn maintenance, doing so by bicycle whenever possible. Additional information is available at earthlydelightslandscapes.com or by calling Casey O'Leary at 284-3712.
Support for Radio Boise is brought to you in part by Remedy Skincare. Remedy Skincare is located at 15th and Hayes in the North End. Services include skin analysis and customized facials using handmade organic skincare products, which are also available for purchase. More information can be found at remedyskincareboise.com or by calling 344-5883.
This is your host, Kim Metis, and you are listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. If you would like to listen to Chew on This, but miss the live show on Radio Boise every Sunday at 5, you can go to chewonthisidaho.com, where you can listen to recordings of past shows and find informational links for all our guests. Stay tuned after Chew on This for the poetry show at 5:30, and then back to music with Strange Brew from 6 to 8. If you're just joining us, my guest is Kurt Bowen. Kurt is the executive director for Semilla Nueva, a nonprofit organization dedicated to establishing sustainable farming in Guatemala. So, Kurt, over the last 6 months, you've been really busy. What have you been working on down there?
I mean, other than the pigeon pea stuff that we just talked about, which was, you know, getting this new highly nutritious bean planted with about 200 families, a really big thing that's actually been developing for us has been interest from the government in our programs. And for me, I mean, this is amazing because my whole passion, the thing that I really want to see is the point where Guatemala doesn't need us anymore, where we can put ourselves out of a job. And there's been a lot of interest coming from the government in taking the programs that we do and starting to use them as a model for some of the programs they do. And so we got called in. We're the first NGO called in when the government announced that it was, you know, doing a big expansion of its rural development budget. And we got to present what our ideas were for how the government could do rural development better.
And at what level did you do that? Where did you go?
This was in Guatemala City. We did it with some of the top people in the Department of Agriculture for the country.
Oh, cool.
And so that was awesome. I mean, I think it wasn't an opportunity we were expecting. And it just, and who knows how much they're going to take our advice into account. But just the ability to actually be there and to start sharing ideas that have worked for us to hopefully change government policies is awesome. And kind of springing out of that, one of the reasons I'm heading back early this year and not staying for Christmas is we got a chance to train 37 new government extensionists with the techniques that we use. And so that's just, I mean, it's a super amazing opportunity to, you know, to not necessarily just be like, you know, we can be the only people with a solution, but to actually find other people who are working on the same problems and train them and share these new ideas with them and help them make a difference too.
That's great. That's really great. So what are you most excited about for your work coming up in the next year?
I mean, that's a huge piece of it. Everything that we can do to, you know, help, you know, parts of the government, to help other NGOs learn these techniques and get them out there is going to be big. And I think, you know, one of my huge hopes as well is that we can start, you know, using the success to really expand. One amazing thing that's happened for us, and I think we talked a little bit about it last time, is that we had 21 Rotarians come down a month ago to Guatemala to see the projects that we're doing.
So the Rotary is one of your big supporters here in
Boise. Yeah, and they've just been amazing. I mean, they put together a grant for us that's going to help us go from the five communities we're working in right now to another five, you know, so essentially doubling the size of the people that we can help. And I'm just so excited for us to actually really make that happen.
And how many people are working with you at Semilla Nueva?
We have five full-time staff right now. And through the help of Rotary and some other organizations, we'll hopefully be at seven by next year, which is just, it's great. I mean, you know, if anybody wants to do great stuff in Idaho, I feel like joining a Rotary Club is a really good way of doing it because they do great stuff locally and also have tremendous power to help international projects like ours.
Mm-hmm. What is Rotary? It's something like business organization.
Yeah, most people don't really know what it's all about, but it's about, I feel like, networking and service. So, I mean, the whole idea came from the Great Depression when these people would get around these circular tables and essentially you'd switch tables all the time and you'd get to meet a bunch of new people at dinner every week, you know, and talk about what your business was and talk about ideas for the community. And it's morphed, and now it's, you know, in Idaho, there's, I think, like 40-something clubs, and you go and you get to meet all these different professionals who have, you know, are doing all sorts of stuff. You know, there's government people, there's business people, but also they're really dedicated to figuring out good projects locally and internationally and making them happen. And so it's just like-minded people getting together. It's non-religious, it's non-political, and just saying, how can we actually serve our communities well, and how can we get to know each other in the process? And I think it's just, I don't know, I'm in love with it.
That's a good thing. You're listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we return, we'll talk more to Kurt Bowen about the support he finds in the community that he brings to the communities of Guatemala. Stay tuned to Chew on This.
Boise's international nonprofit, Semilla Nueva, will be hosting its annual celebration Thursday the 13th at the Red Lion downtown at 6 p.m. There will be local food, amazing wine, crafts from Guatemala, and video stories from the farmers whose lives have been changed by this organization. Tickets will be available at the door or online at semillanueva.org/events.
Welcome back to Chew on This. Today our guest is Kurt Bowen, Executive Director of Semilla Nueva. So Kurt, we talked about who's been providing support for the projects Semilla Nueva has launched, as far as Rotary being a big major player, but where else are you finding support?
I mean, we're really dependent on those two sources of funds. We are Rotary is a huge piece, but I mean, the biggest piece and the thing that has gotten our organization started on and that really our work completely depends on is just grassroots support. People mm-hmm. making small donations, people sponsoring families to go through our programs. So that's it. I mean, mm-hmm. we are truly a grassroots organization.
Yeah. The promo that we played at the very beginning that kind of talked a little bit about, it's the video that's on your website, talked about supporting Simeon Ueva, talked about supporting a family or sponsoring mm-hmm. a family and then following them through this process. That's really cool. So you've got a big event coming up. We just played the PSA for that. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is, I feel like it's you know, we've done these events. This is our third one now in Boise. And it's a really great opportunity to actually foster a conversation. I think that's the best thing about it. I mean, we try to have really good food and really good wine from the valley. This year, we're going to have a bunch of crafts from Guatemala. So if you missed any Christmas shopping, you can go there and grab some, you know, hand-woven scarves and bags and all sorts of mm-hmm. just beautiful, beautiful items. But it's really just this opportunity for us to explain a little bit about our work and then really have just a huge question and answer session where we talk mm-hmm. about why it's important to us and what the connection is between Boise and Guatemala, because there is one. You know, I think there's a really big tendency now to just try to look for projects that are just local, you know, and to just support local charities. And I think what that misses is the fact that our world is really, really connected. You know, one thing for us is, you know, in the villages that we work in, about 1 out of 10 people is gone right now.
Mm.
And that 1 out of 10 people are currently in the United States illegally sending money home because that's the only way they can keep their village afloat. And so if we want to look at questions like, you know, illegal immigration and addressing some of the root causes of that, you know, we have a really powerful ability to, you know, because our country is so wealthy and has so many resources and so many intelligent people, to look at trying to solve some of those problems that are causing things that, you know,
end up becoming problems
for us down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that the best thing about this event is that we have a really great chance to have a lot of people from who've been to Guatemala, people who've worked on these projects, be able to share and have people who've never heard about it show up and
mm-hmm.
get to, you know, sit at a cocktail table with one of those people who was in Guatemala 2 months ago, for instance,
and
say, what's this all about?
Thursday? This Thursday?
Yeah, this Thursday. This Thursday night at 6:00 at the Red Lion downtown.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you recently won some money. Tell me about that.
Oh, man. So the Huffington Post and this NGO called Ignite Good put on a competition to try to find the 10 most innovative and potentially world-changing nonprofits founded by and run by people in the millennial generation. So people 30 and under, basically. And we went through, there's 240 nonprofits that applied, and we had to go through this big application process and eventually a voting process where, you know, everybody had to vote for us online. And so we're, you know, getting all our friends and family to vote mm-hmm. for us. And it was scary too, because the nonprofit we were running up against had a bunch of like supermodels from LA who were sending out tweets to their 500,000 Twitter followers and being like, vote for us. And we were just like, we have our friends and family in Boise. Oh no. But we were able to pull ahead. And so that was just awesome, just to see the whole community come together around it and really help us win that award.
And you won that.
And we won. Yeah. So it's $10,000, which is,
wow,
you know, our budget's $50,000 a year for 5 staff. So you can imagine how far $10,000 goes for us.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Wonderful. So, Kurt, thanks so much for being here with
Thank
us
you,
in
Kim.
The studio today. You can find more information on Simeon Ueva at their website, simeonueva.org. That's SimilaNueva. I can barely spell in English.
There is
Spanish.
An English link too, actually. That's easier.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
New Seed.
It's Grow New Seed.
GrowNewSeed.org.
.org. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You can also find these links and listen to the audio recording of this and past shows at ChewOnThisIdaho.com. This is your host, Kim Metis, and you've been listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth.
Chicken. I know my chicken. You got to know you a chicken.